You'll remember last week we spoke to the Copyright Coalition of South Africa, who are calling on the Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry to make provision for further presentations on the Copyright Amendment Bill, which was sent back to Parliament by President Cyril Ramaphosa in June, saying that he had reservations on its constitutionality. Joining me on the line now is a singer and a member of Recreate South Africa, which is a coalition of creatives in favour of the Copyright Amendment Bill in its current form, Tebogo Sithatu. Tebogo, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Hello, Africa. Tell me how you're doing.
Hello, motherland. Tell me how you're doing. You like the bill as it is currently written. Obviously, I would imagine, like the president, you'd like the elements of it that are questionable as far as constitutionality is concerned to be addressed. But you generally like the bill as it is currently written up, right?
Yes. I mean, we think it's a progressive bill. It is in line with international standards. It is in line with our digital age. There are certain things that perhaps may belong in other bills, like your Communications Act, that we would have loved for it to be there, like the issues of this, your safe harbor issues, the issues of Article 13 that has been discussed for a long time now in the UN, that will cover the issues of data mining. But so far, so good. I mean, currently the bill is very progressive, and anybody saying otherwise, they know they have their own agenda, and they should tell this nation what their agenda is. And that agenda is quite obvious. It is to maintain the status quo. The delaying tactics, they know that even with the delaying now, because of the president did not sign after 15 months, mind you, which is criminal in itself. It's a travesty of justice, because of justice delayed is justice denied. We've got to begin somewhere, and we have lost a lot of time. But I'm confident, and we are confident with my colleagues who support the bill, to say for the sake of the creatives in the country, for the sake of the industry, of the IP industry and copyright practitioners, the bill should be signed with speed, and Parliament is actually doing its work, looking at the issues, the six particular issues raised by the President. Not the entire bill will be looked at, but specifically limited to those issues raised by the President, which, by the way, tells us he's not even sure. That's why after 15 months, he comes back and says they may be unconstitutional. I mean, you tell me, the key word may, it means shows uncertainty. So I think Parliament will do a great job. We believe in the leadership of Comrade Duman, of course, who is the chair of the Portfolio Committee, and his committee members, to do the right thing, to go through everything, send it back to the president and say, we have looked at 1, 2, 3. We feel, and we believe that everything is constitutional. If you don't believe still, take it to the Constitutional Court.
Fair enough. Tebogo, yes. Let me ask you this, though. How is this bill in its current form serving you, for example, as a creative in South Africa? How is it benefiting you?
Nothing. It's zero. You see, Africa, it's sad. It is sad. It is like the fifth parliament wasted time. And it's disappointing that the sixth parliament is led by the ANC, and the president thought they, it's like saying to them, you didn't do such a good job. And remember, you were, South Africans will remember, it's not, you can tell, if you know, this is not rocket science. You don't have to be a prophet, false one or good one, to figure it out. It's the pressure that came from those who benefit from our copyright regime, who actually pushed it back and who continue to do so. I listened to the lovely lady, I love her very much, Chola. I had to call her Chola, you remix the name, but, you know, tagging. She was talking about tagging and moaning, and, you know, Chola and the Cabal, obviously they're getting paid, my brother.
Let's not make that claim, Tebogo, because then I'll need to get Copyright Coalition of South Africa to respond to that.
In fact, Africa, I challenge you now. We would want you to call all of us in and then let's have a debate. Because, of, you know, let them put the facts on the table. We put the facts on the table, but you will be able to make out who says the facts and who's telling the propaganda.
All right. Teboho Sithathu, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Singer and member of the Recreate South Africa.